Good rising, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Taylor Andre. Waking up with Taylor Andre has nothing to do with the time of day that you listen to this podcast, but about waking up your third eye with unorthodox conversations leading to universal consciousness. I am Taylor Andre, and today we got Prince Rain in the background. You might hear him cooing and Aaron, or maybe even sucking on his pacifier, but he is here with us today, and I want to talk with you about the parable of talents. So in the Bible, Matthew 25:14-30, it talks about the talents and the man who went on a journey and gave his servants, one servant 5 talents, one servant 2 talents, and another servant 1 talent. When I was in the church as a young girl, Nana said, you guys know, if I talk anything about church, it was definitely Nana who brought me there. And I never understood the parable about the talents. I never understood why, you know, you gave me something and I gave it back to you. You gave me 1 talent. I was so scared of you. I didn't want to lose your money. I didn't want to gamble with what I had. And I wanted to return unto you what you gave to me. And so I buried that 1 talent in the ground, even though the individual you gave 2 talents to went out and gambled it, could have possibly lost it, but they didn't. They multiplied it and made 4 talents. And the individual you gave 5 talents to went out and gambled it, invested it, came back and gave you 10 talents. But I, your master, I, your servant, was so scared and frightful. I just wanted to make sure that I was able to give you what you gave me. So I buried it. And in the Bible, it talks about how the master threw the servant out and was just like, you slothful, you ungrateful, like just calling him all types of names. And I never understood why. Like, why is he so mean to him? He gave him what he gave. He got what he gave. And then you grow up, you live a little, you learn a little. And I've realized that we all have talents. We all have tools. We all have gifts that we will put on earth to utilize. So whether or not your talent is singing and dancing, or your talent is ministry, or your talent is being a doctor, being a great doctor with amazing hands, you're a surgeon, your talent is basketball, regardless of what your talent is, whether it be 5, 2, or 1, whether it be the highest degree and people look up to you, you are renowned, you are revered, you know, people love you, you have that 5 talent, or you have a 2 talent where, you know, you're pretty talented, you're pretty good at what you do, or you have that 1 talent when, you know, you just have a regular job and work to pay your bills and take care of your family. Regardless of what your talent is, if you are not utilizing your talent to the best of your ability, at the end of your life, what say you? And when I read that passage, that parable today, I realize that I am the servant and the master. I am the master giving the servant. That's Rain, y'all. Y'all say, hey, Prince.
You're okay.
We're going to have this translated. His first podcast. My sincerest apologies, but at the same time, I don't apologize because my baby needs to eat, and that's what he wanted to do. He has the talent to make people do what he wants them to do. And I am the servant, huh? But I realize that I am the master and I am the servant. I am given the talent. Once I realize as an adult what my talent is, what I'm capable of, what my abilities are, I then, as the servant, need to act on them. And again, whether your talent is singing, dancing, accounting. You're great with numbers. You're great with kids. Regardless of what your talent is, what are you doing about your talent? How are you investing in yourself? How are you taking yourself to the next level? How are you multiplying your talent? How are you multiplying that 5 to 10, that 2 to 4, that 1 to 2? Or are you burying your talent? I talk about this all the time, about living your best life, living your life for you, not living for anybody else, especially when we have parents that think, especially if you're a Caribbean child and you have a parent that thinks you're supposed to be a doctor, a nurse, or a lawyer, that's the only professions you have available to you, or whether you quote unquote are like some of my Asian friends and you're forced to... Did you just pee on me? Seriously, Rain. Seriously. That's not funny. Okay, so I'm going to go clean up since I was so graciously peed on. Golden showers. And we will definitely start this podcast over at a later date. Rain. Handsome. This is funny. It's not funny. I love it when you smile, though.